For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, last week a friend of mine went down to New York and they saw Waitress. And then I had to ask, is that still up?
Yeah, that's still up. On Broadway, shows can run for years. Phantom of the Opera is still playing on Broadway.
On Broadway?
Yes, Chicago is still playing on Broadway. Absolutely. Wicked is still running on Broadway. Lion King is still on Broadway.
Wait a minute. How many theaters are there on Broadway?
41.
No.
How's that for off the top of the head?
Wow.
Yeah. It makes the question when people say, oh, I'm going to New York, what should I see? Absolutely impossible. There are a couple of hundred theaters in New York City.
Hmm. Well, I understand you just came back from New York City and you saw a really, really big performer. I think, how tall is King Kong? 21 feet?
It's a big puppet. There is a musical of King Kong and they are not stressing that it is a musical, though you don't remember the music just minutes after having heard it, which I guess is a blessing. But the puppetry and the videography are phenomenal. There's a whole portion where King Kong comes down to the apron of the stage and looks over the audience. And
no.
It's quite. Even though you can see the puppeteers, and they're cloaked in black, Bunraku style, hoisting him up and about. But I guess they changed directions a couple of times in the creation of the show, and it's not especially substantial. But the puppet is a must-see, so I would certainly not discourage anyone from going and taking in the spectacle of this phenomenal puppet on Broadway.
Well, that's a star who's physically big, and then you also took in some big-name stars.
I did, both recreations of said stars, and actually did see Cherry Jones and Bobby Cannavale and Daniel Radcliffe, who I find everyone I know wants to put first. He's the Harry Potter guy, right?
Right.
I've seen him on stage three times, but I've never seen him in the movies. When people ask, how does it compare to his Harry Potter persona? It's like, I can't help you. But I did see him in How to Succeed in Business, and I did see him in Equus, and over the weekend, I did see him in The Lifespan of a Fact.
That's an intriguing title. Okay. Want to unpack that for us? The Lifespan of a Fact. Year 2018. What is that, 5 seconds?
He plays a fact checker for a magazine. Cherry Jones, phenomenal actress, and she's the editor of a magazine, Read the New Yorker, something like that. They have an important essay about a suicide in Vegas. And
that's written by Bobby Cannavale.
Right. Bobby Cannavale's character wrote that, and she needs a fact check over the weekend, so she enlists this Harvard intern, gives him his marching orders. This is what he's to do. Well, he goes to town to such an extent. It's astonishing what he does, but in the process of doing this, he finds that Bobby Cannavale's character's essay is a tissue of distortions. And so now they have a problem. A very satisfying play.
The Lifespan of a Fact.
Yes.
Okay. And then big stars who may have been in the audience watching themselves on stage. What's this all about?
Well, two shows I saw over the weekend have been closely associated with the people they're about. One is the Gloria Steinem show, Gloria. Mm-hmm. And Gloria Steinem has been showing up frequently for the performances and even helping with the talkbacks afterwards. Their act two is a session in which the audience is invited to talk. But it's a wonderful ensemble piece about the career of Gloria Steinem. For the youngsters out there, the feminist writer, activist, sort of her life and times. And you're amazed at how influential Gloria Steinem has been, and also rather horrified to see vintage news clips and realizing the times through which you yourself might have lived and how much things have changed over a relatively short period of time. But she's been showing up at the theater with some regularity, and the production has been extended. Yeah, it's Christine Lottie as Gloria Steinem. And you kind of forget for a while that she's not Gloria Steinem.
Well, I understand that kind of happened with the Cher show.
Okay, you can't fault me for needing to see the Cher show.
Well, of course.
Of course. And I am happy to report that it is just as kitschy and schlocky as you were hoping it would be.
But
you will love every second of it. And Bob Mackey himself, he had done all of Cher's costumes for most of her career, did the costumes for this show. Three different actresses playing Cher.
Why three?
Well, they set it up so it would be during three different phases of her life.
Oh, okay.
But Cher doesn't age, you know, so you can't.
Well, of course.
I think it was really done to facilitate costume changes. But then you can get a fun bit where, you know, young Cher telling older Cher, don't leave Sonny, don't leave Sonny. And, you know, one of the big surprise moments, which I guess should I ruin a surprise? To whom does Cher go for marital advice? And apparently this actually happened.
I have no idea.
Lucille Ball.
Oh, of course. So you got to see the Cher show. But here's my question. Are you going to get in line and get tickets when Cher comes to the KeyBank Center?
I think everyone in Buffalo will need to go see Cher in April. She's been here before. Each of her farewell tours has played here.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.